This is the Music History Today podcast for April 16th. On today's show, Nelson Mandela gets a tribute concert and Kendrick Lamar makes history by winning an award. First up, though, on this date in 1944, Woody Guthrie started recording his Ash recordings at Folkway Recording Studios in New York City. In 1965, the Hollies performed live in America for the first time. In 1972, ELO, or Electric Light Orchestra, played live for the first time. And in 1974, Queen played live in America for the first time. In 1990, the Nelson Mandela Tribute Concert was held at Wembley Stadium in London, England. In 1993, Billy Burnett left the group Fleetwood Mac. In 1994, Harry Connick Jr. married model Jill Goodair. In 1996, Judy Collins married designer Louis Nelson. In 2003, Luther Vandross suffered a stroke. Also on that same day, Jerry Lee Lewis filed for divorce from his sixth wife. And in 2010, Soundgarden played their first gig together since breaking up in 1997. In classical music, in 1849, the Giacomo Meyerbeer opera Le Prophète opened in Paris, France. In 1854, Franz Liszt premiered his piece Mazeppa. And in 1940, the opera Isart premiered. In theater, in 1967, the Broadway show Walking Happy closed. In 1974, the Broadway show Words and Music opened. And in 1991, the musical Matador opened in London, England. In award ceremonies that were held on April 16th, in 1961, Bye Bye Birdie won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. In 2007, Kenny Chesney and Carrie Underwood were among the big winners at the Country Music Television Music Awards. Also on that exact same day, Ornette Coleman's album Sound Grammar became the first jazz album to win the Pulitzer Prize for Music. And in 2018, Kendrick Lamar won the Pulitzer Prize for Music, becoming the first rapper to win the award. Albums that were released on April 16th include in 1964 when the Rolling Stones released their self-titled album. In 1965, Burt Jantz released his self-titled album. In 1970, Minnie Riperton released Come to My Garden. In 1977, The Damned released Damned, Damned, Damned. In 1978, The Band released The Last Waltz, a classic album. In 1980, Stephanie Mills released Sweet Sensation. In 1983, Tommy Two Tone released National Emotion. In 1984, Poco released Inamorata. In 1986, the Bodines released Love and Hope and Sex and Dreams. In 1987, Spaceman 3 released The Perfect Prescription. In 1988, the Scorpions released Savage Amusement. In 1990, Bathory released Hammerheart. In 1991, Temple of the Dog released their tribute album to Mother Love Bone singer Andrew Wood, who had passed away from a drug overdose. That tribute album was the self-titled Temple of the Dog. Also on that exact same day, Chris Rea released Auberge. In 1995, Brain Bombs released Genius and Brutality, Taste and Power. In 1996, Brooks and Dunn released Borderline and Voice of the Beehive released Sex and Misery. In 1999, Echo and the Bunnymen released What Are You Going to Do With Your Life? And Tom Waits released Mule Variations. In 2002, the band released the box set to The Last Waltz, and Phish released six separate live albums called Live Phish Volumes 7 through 12. In 2007, Aldo Nova released Under the Gun, A Portrait of Aldo Nova, and the Kingston Trio released The Final Concert. In 2010, The Pretenders released Live in London. In 2011, The Foo Fighters released Medium Rare. Also on that same day, REM released REM 3. In 2013, Houses released A Quiet Darkness, and in 2016, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released Kiss My Amps Live, Volume 2. Singles that were released on April 16th include in 1956 when Buddy Holly released Love Me. In 1964, Elvis Presley did a twofer. He released Kiss Me Quick and Suspicion. Also on that exact same day, Dean Martin released Everybody Loves You and the Dixie Cups released Chapel of Love. In 1967, Aretha Franklin released Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. In 1971, Carole King did a twofer. She released I Feel the Earth Move and also It's Too Late. Also on that exact same day, Ringo Starr released It Don't Come Easy. In 1977, Bread released Hooked on You. In 1983, Journey released Faithfully. In 1988, Hall & Oates released Everything Your Heart Desires. In 2001, the Dave Matthews Band released The Space Between. Matchbox 20 released Mad Season. And Blake Shelton released Austin. And in 2012, Maroon 5 released Payphone. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 16th include the queen of Tejano music, Selena, also rapper Chance the Rapper, rapper and humanitarian Akon, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Miss Dusty Springfield, 80s singer Alicia, composer Henry Mancini, the man who, on August 11, 1973, used two turntables and a mic at a party in a rec room at 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx and created a culture, DJ Kool Herc. Hall of Famer DJ Kool Herc now, finally. Also being born on April 16th, entertainer Bobby Vinton, guitarist Dwayne Betts, singer David Perner of Soul Asylum, rapper 600 Breezy, rapper Bandit Gang Marco, singer Ronnie Flex, Rudy Pompili of Bill Haley and His Comets, singer Sizzy Rocket, singer Jake Andrews, the voice winner Bryn Cartelli, Mr. Rico Suave himself, singer Gerardo, also singer Roy Hamilton, musician Jen Wassner, singer Stacy Francis, musician Marie Digby, musician Mordecai Ben David, singer Carrie Kimmel, Dave Perverit of Foghat, Lee Kerslake of Uriah Heep and also Ozzy Osbourne's backup band, singer-songwriter Jerry Rafferty, Chaz Jankel of Ian Dury and the Blockheads, Peter Garrett of Midnight Oil, Terry Levitz of Dixie Dregs, Jason Sheff of Chicago, Ian McKay of Fugazi, Jimmy Osmond of the Osmonds, songwriter Ed Townsend, country music entertainer Judy Lynn, flute player Herbie Mann, and Mike Mitchell of the Kingsmen. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 16th include hymn composer Tobias Hume, who passed away in 1645 at the age of 76. Double bassist and composer Domenico Dragonetti, who passed away in 1846 at the age of 83. Pianist and composer Johann Baptist Kramer passed away in 1858 at the age of 87. Composer Augustin Philippe Pielert passed away in 1876 at the age of 83. Composer George Martin, not to be confused with Beatles producer George Martin, passed away in 1881 at the age of 56. Composer John Barnett passed away in 1890 at the age of 87. Composer John Norquist passed away in 1920 at the age of 80. Conductor Istvan Kertész passed away in 1973 at the age of 43. The composer and also music director of Columbia Pictures from 1938 to 1962, violinist Morris Stoloff, passed away in 1980 at the age of 81. The singer on the TV show Your Hit Parade, Andy Russell, passed away in 1992 at the age of 72. Saxophonist Raymond Hill passed away in 1996 at the age of 62. The songwriter, nicknamed the Queen Mother of Nashville, songwriter Mae Axton, passed away in 1997 at the age of 82. Music publisher and composer Ray Green passed away in 1997 at the age of 88. Singer-songwriter and guitarist Skip Spence of Jefferson Airplane passed away from cancer in 1999 at the age of 52. Composer Paul DeMarais passed away in 2011 at the age of 90. A gospel singer with the Billy Graham Crusades from 1947 to 2013, Mr. George Shea passed away in 2013 at the age of 104. Blues and rock guitarist and also the songwriter who wrote the Rod Stewart songs You Wear It Well and Maggie May, Mr. Martin Quittenton of the group Steamhammer, passed away in 2015 at the age of 69. Guitarist Peter Tolson of the group The Pretty Things passed away in 2016 at the age of 64. Singer and actress Faye McKenzie passed away in 2019 at the age of 101. Harpsichordist and organist Kenneth Gilbert passed away in 2020 at the age of 88. Guitarist Mike Mitchell of the group The Kingsmen passed away in 2021 on his 77th birthday. And jazz pianist Ahmad Jamal passed away in 2023 at the age of 92. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 17th, when in 1960, 21-year-old singer Eddie Cochran's life was tragically cut short in a car accident.